This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Thapar. The festival of Vijayadashami or Dashera is being celebrated across the country today. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravan, marking the triumph of good over evil. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar greeted countrymen on the festival of Vijayadashami. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi are attending the Dashera program organized by the Shri Dharmik Leela Committee at Lal Kila Maidan in Delhi this evening. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that PM Gati Shakti has brought a paradigm shift in how India plans and implements infrastructure projects. He said by integrating data from multiple ministries and states, the government has created a more efficient, transparent and outcome-driven system. The minister said the impact of PM Gati Shakti is visible in faster project execution, lower logistics costs and better services reaching every corner of the country. PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan for Multimodal Connectivity is completing 3 years today. The registration has begun for the Prime Minister's internship scheme this evening at the online portal pminternship.mca.gov.in and will remain open till the 25th of this month. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal for the scheme. In a major boost to border infrastructure, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today virtually inaugurated and dedicated to the nation's 75 infrastructure projects constructed by the Border Roads Organisation, BRO, at a cost of 2,236 crore rupees. These projects have been constructed in 11 border states and union territories, including the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. In the virtual inauguration ceremony, the Defence Minister said, after the NDA government came into power, the Northeast and border states have been brought back to the mainstream of development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolences to the bereaved families of those who lost their lives in a road accident in Kaithal, Haryana. 3 women and 4 girls, all from the same family, died when their car fell into a canal in Kaithal district of Haryana today. 9 people, including 8 members of a family, were in the vehicle. The Prime Minister has also expressed grief over the loss of lives in the wall collapse incident in Mehsana, Gujarat. 6 workers were killed and several were injured after a wall collapsed at a private construction site. Mr. Modi has announced that an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees will be given to the next of kin of each of the deceased from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. India has called upon the government of Bangladesh to ensure the safety and security of all minorities and their places of worship, especially during festival time. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry has expressed serious concern over the attack on a puja mandap in Tanti Bazar, Dhaka, and the theft at the revered Jaishoreshwari Kali Temple at Satkhira. The United States has announced sanctions targeting Iran's energy trade in light of the missile attacks launched by the country against Israel. The U.S. Treasury and State Department announced the sanctions yesterday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said that the U.S. is taking measures to disrupt the flow of revenue that Iran uses to fund its nuclear program. In sports, in the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, chasing the target of 116 runs, New Zealand were 95 for 1 in 14.4 overs in a Group A fixture at Sharjah when reports last came in. Earlier, Sri Lanka scored 115 runs for 5 in a stipulated 20 overs. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with Bangladesh in the third and final T20 International at Hyderabad this evening. With a 2-0 lead in the 3-match series, India will be looking to continue their dominant form and secure a clean sweep against their neighbours. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a yellow alert in 8 districts of Kerala today, indicating the possibility of isolated heavy rainfall. The weather office said light to medium rainfall is very likely in the remaining 8 districts and in Lakshadweep. The IMD has also forecast heavy rainfall over parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Maharashtra, Gujarat and South Interior Karnataka in the next 4 days. And that's the end of this news bulletin.